Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, the King Charles Report. King Charles has been busy spending the month of August in Scotland, and that requires duties that are new to me. So Gregory will help me understand. This is a report from in these last hours. King Charles presents Royal Guard with new colors, spelled with a U, colors, in historic Balmoral ceremony. Monarch handed out the Ballater color to those stationed at the Scottish castle while the sovereign is in residence. On Saturday last, the king attended a ceremony within the grounds of the Aberdeenshire estate where he handed the new Ballater color. The Ballater color is a ceremonial color used by the Royal Guard who are stationed at Balmoral while the sovereign is in residence during the summer months, with the new color marking the king's rule. It was first presented in 1880 by Queen Victoria. Gregory, this looks highly symbolic, but I want to emphasize that this is happening in Scotland, and this regiment is in Scotland. So again, they're underlining, as I understand, that it is a united kingdom and that the separatist talk of these last years is not to be entertained or indulged. Is that how to read this?
Well, yes, it is, but it is a continuation of the bond, if you like, that the Crown has with various institutions in Scotland, getting around the troublesome Scottish Parliament, which is controlled by a minority government, which means that it's controlled by even a minority of even Scottish voters who put in the Scottish National Party as their government of Scotland. So that's where the trouble is. But the reality is that the king has been reinforcing ties at a personal cultural level with the community and with the British forces stationed in Scotland. So the Ballater colours were presented to the 51st Infantry Brigade and the British Army headquarters in Scotland, because they provide the Royal Guard for Balmoral. And it's interesting that this Royal Guard, when the sovereign is at Balmoral, is not made up of the household regiment personnel, the ones, the chaps with the red coats and the bearskins and the cavalry units, the lifeguards and the Blues and Royals. This is provided by troops from the 51st Infantry Brigade, who are mostly made up of members of the Royal Regiment of Scotland. So that's why you saw troops personnel in kilts. They were Scottish. It's a Scottish regiment. The colours that they have there are what every regiment has. They have their regimental colours, and that's what you fight under, and that's what instills your sense of identity. Originally, of course, meant to provide a rallying point for troops on the battlefield, and still to a degree that occurs. British troops still carry regimental colours into battle, and the theory is that you rally around the colours, you never allow the colours to fall. It's like losing a Napoleonic eagle or the equivalent of in a Roman legion. And it does instill a great sense of loyalty and pride. And to a degree, the regimental system, despite the depredations made of it by various British governments, it's still the core of making the British armed forces, the army in particular, formidable, far in excess of their budget, if you like. So this symbolic presenting for the first time by King Charles of regimental colours to, in this case, the Ballater colours to the Royal Guard at Balmoral was really important. So it's it just keeps reinforcing the importance of the Crown in as an organizational symbol, not just for the military, but also for society. And of course, you made the point that to me, when we were discussing earlier, that this minority government in Holyrood has been complaining about the cost of putting a portrait of the Queen in every school, of the King in every school. It's always been traditional in throughout much of the Commonwealth as well that you would have a picture of the sovereign somewhere in the school. It's just one of those things which imparts a sense of order, if you like, hierarchy to school life and to the development of character. And the Scottish Nationalist Parliament, as I say, a minority government, has been hearing voices complaining about the costs of a few thousand pounds of putting a picture of the King in schools in Scotland. I think you'd find that there'd be dozens of people who step forward and saying, look, I'll finance the whole thing to make sure that this isn't a cost burden on the taxpayer to have a portrait of the King in all the schools. So I think this will backfire on the Scott Nats, as they're called, who have been pushing for a petition to declare Scotland independent from the United Kingdom. And yet most Scots recognize, as they did at the last ballot on this topic, that being part of the United Kingdom has been economically the salvation of Scotland. They've had a great influence on Westminster Parliament, and they have they've received much more investment into Scotland from the rest of the United Kingdom than the reverse.
And we can expect the King to travel to other parts of the Commonwealth. Scotland is part of the Kingdom. To renew the bonds between him and his people. Is that correct, Gregory? We have 30 seconds.
Absolutely. And in fact, I think the coming year is going to be, starting next month, actually, is when we're going to start to see the King going abroad to reinforce the image of Britain. The first one will be the state visit to France,
right,
coming up very shortly, but then going out into the Commonwealth for these very important team-building exercises.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs and my guide on the Commonwealth. Once upon a time, unhappy conversations in America is not part of the Commonwealth, but we can always dream. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.